Last winter was unprecedented for the state's propane industry. Extreme cold caused incredible demand for gas, while supply disruptions caused prices to skyrocket and some dealers to go out of business. But measures are being taken to avoid that same fate this year. Mike Covelli is general manager of Northern Lakes Cooperative in Hayward. He says they're spreading out contracts with suppliers and upgrading some of their customers' tanks from 350 to 1,000 gallons.
We don't have as many trips, we don't have as much payroll, we don't have as much gas and wear and tear on the truck. But it also behooves the customer because that person now has a larger supply on hand at the home.
Last year, a major pipeline that carried propane to the Midwest was reversed in order to send petroleum products north. In response, two terminals are under construction in Hixton and near Barron to bring gas in by train. Wisconsin Propane Gas Association Executive Director Brandon Scholes says the industry is adapting.
Knowing that the supply of propane from Cochin was no longer available, propane marketers in Wisconsin and Minnesota have worked to find other sources of supply, other terminals, in addition to putting supply tanks on site and at their businesses.
Other communities, like those in rural Burnett County, are looking for longer-term solutions. Several villages there are looking into expanding natural gas options to avoid propane entirely. According to the latest U.S. housing census, more than 230,000 Wisconsinites use propane to heat their homes. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.